from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, March 31st. Coming up, everyone putting gas in their vehicles knows that prices at the pump have jumped a lot over the last year. We'll hear from a University of Illinois economics professor about some of the reasons why. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Democrats are floating Chicago as a potential host city for their party's 2024 national convention. Dave McKinney has more.
Democrats last used Chicago as a convention venue in 1996 when President Bill Clinton made his pitch for re-election to an audience at the United Center. Now Governor J.B. Pritzker, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth are touting the city again, this time as a place for President Joe Biden to be nominated possibly for a second term. The question will be decided by the Democratic National Committee, where Duckworth has some clout. She's vice chair of the organization. But other cities are making their own pitches for the convention as well. Last fall, Milwaukee expressed interest in landing the event after the pandemic made the 2020 Democratic convention there mostly virtual. Republicans are also believed to be considering Milwaukee for their convention in 2024. This is Dave McKinney.
The Illinois State Board of Education plans to award $4 million in grants to increase the number of bilingual educators in the state. Education officials say the grant is meant to help teachers get fully licensed to teach English learners and is supported through federal pandemic relief funds. Title I Grants Coordinator for Danville School District 118, Brandi Koshevsky, says she recognizes the need for more bilingual teachers.
In our area, the teachers that we have on staff, like in our district of teachers, there's not a large number that are bilingual, and it's not just something that you can offer to just any teacher because they have to take time to acquire that second language.
In October last year, Illinois school districts reported nearly 100 vacancies for bilingual education classroom teachers. In a press release about the program, State Superintendent of Education Carmen Ayala says children learning English need the kind of effective support this grant can help to provide. As we first reported yesterday, Champaign Unit 4 has reached a tentative agreement on a four-year contract with the Champaign Federation of Teachers to avert a strike. We get more from Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes.
The CFT and Unit 4 Board of Education have agreed not to disclose details of the tentative contract until teachers vote next Tuesday to ratify it. Mike Sitch is a CFT co-president. He says the union and school board negotiated through the night until early on Wednesday morning.
It was exhausting to say the least, but productive.
Contract negotiations between the district and teachers union broke down this winter over whether to extend the elementary school day. Previously, the Unit 4 school board had proposed lengthening the day by 45 minutes in the 2023-2024 school year, while teachers offered to lengthen it by 15 minutes, with the possibility of further extensions in future years. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The Unit 4 Board of Education declined our interview request. The Boneyard Arts Festival is back for its 20th anniversary in Champaign County this weekend. The festival will be held in more than 90 venues throughout the county and will feature work by hundreds of local artists. Kelly White is the executive director at 40 North 88 West, the arts organization that presents the festival. She says the event is a way for people to experience the local art community.
Just seeing all that art and seeing performances definitely fuels the soul and just makes you think, man, we live in such a cool county and art has that very special power like nothing else does.
White says the festival is expected to boost the economy by partnering with small businesses and galleries to display artwork. The festival will be held tomorrow through Sunday, and you can find more information at 40north.org. Still to come, the Russian invasion of Ukraine is just one reason gas prices have jumped dramatically over the past year. We'll learn more from an economics professor coming up next on 217 Today.
Wildlife cameraman Gordon Buchanan and a team of pioneering animal scientists return for the nature series Animals with Cameras, Season 2. The animals themselves do the filming. This season, we get a fruit bat's perspective as it flies above an Australian cityscape, elephant seal pups play in the ocean, and tiger sharks dive 500 feet in a coral reef. Stream all the episodes and other breathtaking nature documentaries with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. AAA says gas prices are about $1.50 more per gallon today than they were at this time last year. Brian Buckley, an assistant teaching professor of economics at the University of Illinois, says multiple factors influenced the surge, with the war in Ukraine being just one of them. He spoke with Brendan Jones of the Illinois Student Newsroom about why gas prices are soaring, as well as the future of fossil fuels in the U.S.
AAA is saying that the national gas price average is up almost $1.50 since this time last year. Obviously, a lot has changed in that time, but what are some real-world factors influencing gas prices right now?
We're probably seeing a variety of factors all at once, sort of a return to, you know, work now that COVID cases are lower. So that was going to expand demand for gasoline anyway. And again, sort of macroeconomic phenomenon like inflation, overall inflation, that driving up prices. So, and then the conflicts. I mean, anytime there's a global conflict, that tends to drive up gasoline prices and oil prices generally, because it just tends to be one of the quickly adjusting prices and one of the prices that any sort of disruption to world trade tends to cause the cost of those things to go up.
Illinois as a state is struggling with gas prices, specifically compared to the surrounding Midwest states. As an economist, is there a reason why you see this happening?
Well, the states differ in gas prices, I think, partially because of gasoline taxes. I don't know precisely exactly what our neighboring states' gasoline taxes are, so I can't say for certain. I would not be surprised if gasoline taxes here were a little bit higher. There's whatever base cost of gasoline there is. Obviously, shipping it to certain more remote parts would be more expensive, but it's not like the neighboring states are less remote in some cases, right? So, yeah, the gasoline price at the pump is going to reflect, you know, maybe rent, shipping costs, things like that. But then on top of whatever that is, you know, is that gasoline tax.
Obviously, fossil fuels are a finite resource, so eventually they should continue to get more expensive. But could a push towards a reduction on the reliance of fossil fuels make energy consumption on a day-to-day basis cheaper for the average American person?
When you said prices just are going to go up, that is not necessarily something that you see in the data. The hydraulic fracturing, the fracking, caused a lot of natural gas prices to fall dramatically. And that was because the technology was improved, right? So, I mean, again, just like you think about anything, the technology of producing computer parts, that's better. Computer parts are way cheaper right now than they've ever been, right? So to get a certain amount of processing power is as cheap, as, you know, maybe it's half of the price of what it would have been 5 years ago. So it's not an entirely foregone conclusion that fossil fuels and other, other non-renewable costs could continue to fall, keeping them competitive with solar and wind, which have fallen as well. So it's sort of a race, right? So to say that overall energy prices will be lower depends on which of these two systems we end up using. And if the sort of constraints based on sort of just natural limitations of fossil fuels start to kick in, like, you know, we're just running out, well, then the price of that's going to go up. And then we have to switch to renewables or nuclear. Modern nuclear plants are actually quite safe and quite cheap. We just haven't been allowed to build anymore in the United States due to various regulations.
That's Brian Buckley, assistant teaching professor of economics at the University of Illinois, discussing the jump in gas prices. He spoke with Brendan Jones of the Illinois Student Newsroom. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be cloudy, breezy, and colder today, with a chance of rain or snow showers and a high of just 42 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Eunice Alpazon, Emily Hayes, Hannah Lonergan, and Brendan Jones. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldeen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.